Mr. Toad's gonna steal your car, and everybody knows about it. But look, there's a headless horseman, and he's got a head, and it's gonna explode.
We welcome you to the Teens on Disney podcast.
I'm Will Johnson.
And I'm Josh DeGrolla.
And that was a great intro, but you know what else is great? Me. That was a lie. Okay.
Well, yeah, that was...
Oh, wait, no. The people of this podcast. There you go.
Yeah. There.
They're that great. Works. Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for tuning in for our... Is this number 7?
I think it's number 8. Number 8.
Special number 8. It kind of looks like a pretzel. I like that number 8. Thank you for listening to episode 8 of the podcast. We appreciate every single one of you.
Mm-hmm. True dat.
We have to get the elephant in the room. Dumbo, come over here. Okay. So, Dumbo would like to tell you that you may have noticed that we have skipped 3 episodes.
Yep, we have skipped 3 movies from the...
But Josh, we hear you say, Josh, this is you, Josh, why?
Wait, why?
I'll tell you why. Because there's nothing to really write home about. You're not going to sit down and say, boy, what a fantastic 10 out of 10. Can't believe this movie is even existing. It's so good. They're not really movies. They're shorts. We kind of felt this way with the Solo Dos Amigos and the 3 Caballeros.
Yeah.
And we kind of listened to it, and we were like, eh. So we feel like... You tell them why, Josh.
Yeah, it was just kind of... It was missing some content. We didn't have as many good opinions. We didn't have as many facts and history points. And it just wasn't... We felt like, you know, if we didn't want to have a line of, like, 3 episodes that just weren't, you know, too great, too solid. So we kind of... This kind of works out, though, because we're jumping from the beginning of this era to the end with Ichabod and Mr. Toad. So this works out.
And I specifically asked Josh if we could do this one, so thank mm-hmm. you, Josh. I like it. And so, yeah, the really one that shouted out to me the most out of the 3 were probably Johnny Appleseed, but it only lasts for like a couple of minutes, so it's just not, it's nothing special. But for this one, I think that this one stands out above the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes like a couple, it goes from Solo Dos Amigos to 3 Caballeros to
I think maybe Make My Music.
Make My Music, Fun and Fancy Free. Well, Fun and Fancy Free is the closest one to this one,
mm-hmm.
but then again, nothing really stands out about it.
Yeah.
And we're not saying these movies are bad. I think Solo Dos and 3 Caballeros take the cake from that.
Yeah.
If you go listen to our other episode, but the other 3 are just like the most eh. Like, they're fine. You can watch them. Go watch them. Do it. They're good. Just nothing too exciting. They wouldn't make a good episode to do, so that's why we skipped them. But it's been... I have 2 special announcements to make, Josh.
Okay.
Number 1. Our next episode is Cinderella.
Yeah, Cinderella.
6 movies from Dumbo, or aka a movie.
Yeah.
Full length picture. Or moving pictures. As we say in the animation business.
Yeah.
And number 2. Episode 10 is going to be a extremely exciting episode. I'm not going to spoil it here, but it's going to be mm-hmm. a special one. Yep.
Yep, it's going to be a big surprise. It's going to be a...
But so, it's like our 5th episode, so get excited. Tell mm-hmm. all your friends. You got 1 week. Start the cake calendar. Not the cake. What? Start the cake. Start them up.
Rev the frosting, or... Whatever's inside.
Get the frosting ready. Put it in your hand. Get ready. Episode 10. Come your way. Get excited.
Yep. And
but that's too much daydreaming into the future. What about today?
Well, I actually have 1 more announcement.
Ooh, announcements.
Or just more of a comment. And at the time recording this, this is what, July 7th, maybe? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
We just passed the 4th of July.
Woo!
Everybody had a safe
and oh, happy. Canada. No, I'm just kidding. I love the United States of America.
Yep.
On the July 4th, I would like to say a few words.
Okay.
On the July 4th, we declared our independence from Britain.
Mm-hmm.
We became our own country.
True.
And I would like to stand up and thank all of our fallen soldiers who have helped this country become our home. Thank you. I can't imagine doing this for like every single day of my life. So
yeah,
thank you so much for veterans. Oh my goodness.
Yep, I second that motion. Well,
so right. Cartoons.
Yep, on some animation.
I want to hear the history of it because I know nothing about it. I just know it popped up one day and then I liked it. So
yeah. So well.
Or did I?
So well, today we got quite a few facts. I was able to dig pretty deep. So starting did you dig off,
a little deeper.
I did dig a little deeper.
See what I went for the
Princess and the Frog reference.
Yeah, it's good. Yep. Good reference.
But yeah, let's start with some animation. Some key animators were the likes of Mark Davis, Ollie Johnston.
Swear Milt, if you say Clark.
Milt Call.
Oh, I hear his name every time.
Ward Kimball.
Oh, that's a new
Wolfgang Reether.
Okay, yep. Wolfgang.
John Lounsbery.
Yep.
And Frank Thomas, who yep. was the main the animator. Was the main animator for Ichabod Crane.
He's my favorite person to ever yeah. exist.
But yeah, all those animators were key animators. Les Clark was just a average animator on this one. A double A. He was an average animator, so not quite the key animator on this one.
I'm not believing I can't believe him say this. I kinda miss him.
there's a hole without him there.
It's a hole.
It's a missing piece. But yeah, so Brom Bones
yes. from
the Sleepy Hollow.
He inspired Gaston.
Yes, he did. You read my mind. Yeah. And I also, so here's the thing. I was thinking about this as I was watching the movie, and then I actually read up on it later. People had the same idea. But what if Brom Bones is somehow the Headless Horseman?
What
if he is somehow controlling
no.
the Headless Horseman? Who knows?
No.
He tells He's the story and he this is a conspiracy theory. We're all about those theories and
oh my gosh. I tell my family stories of like Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not Frankenstein.
Well, but, like, I don't know. He seemed very... Brom Bones just seemed into it, so...
He doesn't have a head.
True, but maybe he was wearing an invisible mask. Who knows? You
hear yourself right now.
I might be a little crazy. Moving on.
Ichabod puts his hand in his neck place and looks straight down, and there's nothing there.
I guess. Maybe it's a RC... A remote control.
What time period was this?
That is a segue into my next fact. These Sleepy Hollow film or segment takes place in the late half of 1790.
Yeah, you're not getting any RC cars, sir.
And The Wind of the Willows takes place in late 1907. So, boom. Two quick facts off segue. All right. Some more facts. The first segment featured in this film is based on the 1908 kids novel, The Wind of the Willows, by British author Kenneth Graham. I'm just going to say Graham.
And let me guess. The Legend of Sleepy Hollow is off of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Yes, that is correct. It's based on the 1920 story Legends of Sleepy Hollow by American author Washington Irving. And we actually read that story in
seventh grade. I was going to say, in the seventh,
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Yeah, seventh grade. Shout out to Miss Fall, F-A-U-L. She was a great person. I liked her a lot. She let us read this story, not Mr. Toad, but Make a Pod, for the first time, and it was super duper fun. If you haven't read it, go read it. It's like one of those movies where if you read the book, you'll love the... Or it's not really a book, but it's like 10 pages. It's reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
If you read it, you'll understand and love the movie more.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I like this movie so much. But more to that later.
Yeah, so this was the 11th feature-length animated Disney film. This was the last of the wartime era films.
So we've been through the golden era. We've been through the war era.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about to embark on a new journey, sir. I'm happy to be along here with you.
Yeah. And the Headless Horseman is widely known as one of the most scariest villains, along with, like...
Not enough people are... I realize this. Not enough people are talking about his villain song.
Yeah.
He has such a good villain song, and nobody... Oh,
it's okay.
It makes me sad.
It's okay.
So good.
Well, it has a $1.625 million box office stat. Pulled
you
in.
You can't reason with a headless man.
You can't.
Reason with a headless
man. He has no brain, so you can't reason with that.
He'll show you that he can really get ahead. Dun, 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 dun. So good.
Yeah, it's okay.
What?
It's...
Well, fine, then.
The...
I don't even like Scar, so...
It's often mixed up whether Ichabod or Brom Bones is the hero. Did you know that?
Yeah!
Because...
Yeah. That, good.
Because Ichabod is honestly kind of, like, greedy. He's going out for the lady's money, so...
No, I was watching it. I was like, okay, he likes money. I mean, we can all relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
He's like... Well, I better marry this girl, because when that dad dies, money. What? Are you okay?
Yeah, it's...
What is happening here?
Yeah, that's why I just... This movie is... It was good. It wasn't, like... We'll get to opinions later. But just a few more facts. This was one of the few movies where the villain actually wins. Or, I guess...
Yep.
You know, he kind of... I guess everybody kind of won because Ichabod, like, he went and, I guess, supposedly, like, married and...
No, he straight up died.
Really? I feel like I read that he, like...
No, he died.
There were rumors, though.
No.
In the town.
No, he died. He's dead.
Okay, well, I guess not everybody won. Well.
It's kind of weird because I kind of love the fact that he's this... like, dirty, no good person. I love it, because he's I think the main villain is the girl. That's my...
You think... Really? Why is the...
Because everybody's acting stupid because of her.
Yeah. I suppose. let's see. First film with a surprise antagonist, which I'm talking about the Wind of the Willows part, with, Winky.
Right.
Because he was, like, you know, he's supposed to be the good guy at first, and then...
He's not. That story's not as good.
Yeah, I agree with that. This movie did not have a huge budget, because they were kind of struggling.
Right. Poor Disney.
Yeah, they weren't pulling in too much.
I'm excited. Yeah. How much did this movie make?
$1.265 million.
Is that a lot?
I think it was a decent amount. I think it was pretty average for what they were. Because I think most of those wartime films just like pulled in like about what, like a little more than.
What does this have to do with the war?
Because like they were short on animators, they were short on like supplies and.
Oh,
it's almost just like a depression.
I'm so dumb. This doesn't have to do with the war. It's just in the okay.
Yeah, it was just kind of.
Continue.
Yeah. The full name of the toad is J. Thaddeus Toad, which is not actually
Thaddeus.
Thaddeus. J.
Thaddeus.
J. Thaddeus Toad. And
yeah,
that is not from the novel. I think that's actually an original, original thing. I believe. It's what I've seen. Yeah. So like I actually since Bing Crosby's in this film, right? Everybody, mm-hmm. Everybody likes some Bing Crosby.
Right? He's the narrator.
And since he was the narrator for the Sleepy Hollow segment, they actually designed Ichabod to have, like, unusually large ears because Bing Crosby kind of had unusually large ears. So there's a little fun fact.
Wow.
Kind of modeled after that, so yeah. Bing Crosby and Basil Rathbone were narrators, mostly for the audience appeal though, because they were kind of big in the
30s, Bing Crosby.
And the 40s and the
you might as 50s, well
so. Yeah, why not?
That's what you do. You don't have a very big budget, and boom, Bing Crosby. Everybody goes sees it.
Yeah. He was pretty huge at the time.
They're all getting nightmares from the Headless Horseman.
And this is actually, I was actually super surprised to read this. So basically in 1938, they were like, hey, we should adapt the Wind of the Willows story, right? Like, Let's do it. So that was like what 11 years before the movie came out, and so then they got the rights to the novel that year, right? And then mm-hmm. they started production in early 1941, and then they stopped. They put it aside, and then they started again in 1945, and then came out in 1949. So this was like...
We're indecisive, Disney. What's going on?
It was a long process. And there was actually a legend that there was an animator who left for, like, the war and then came back 4 years later to work on the same, like, film sequence. So, yeah, that's pretty crazy. That's like, a long time.
Can you imagine, like, Disney employees, like, watch it now. Here lies the animator.
Yeah, that's... That might be a record for
the true victim of the headless horse.
But yeah, I think that's about all I have. There's a ride, or there was a
right.
ride. Yeah, there
right. There was a ride. I do know that
there was a ride in Disney that closed in 1998, and I think the one in Disneyland is still open, but called Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. So
right,
both were. Or it was opening day attraction on both parks. So, but yeah, 68-minute runtime, so decent length. But yeah, that's about all the facts I have.
Let's get into this review.
Yeah, let's get into woo-woo. Opinions.
I don't think we're gonna have too many thoughts. It might be well, yeah, it might be on the short. It might be like towards the. Half an hour mark for this episode, so
mm-hmm.
yep. So Mr. Toad, I love his like manias. He's like a motor car. I had to get me as a motor car. He's like on a horse. He's like, nope, cars are in now. He's like, you know, James like, a stealing. I heard it is stealing and getting butt of jail.
That is that's a spot on
Mr. Toad impression.
That's a spot on impression.
So he's obsessed with stealing and getting out of jail, busting out, and then he's like, airplanes. He's like, an airplane. He's like an airplane, y'all. That's my Mr. Toad. It's really good. As you can see, many years of practice. But, yeah, I really like that aspect. I think Mr. Toad as a character is super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's like, this guy goes to jail and has to clear his name.
Yeah.
In half an hour. So I think that's really impressive that they pulled it off, first of all. Mm-hmm. All of the side characters, all of them are really good, I feel. I think that it might have inspired Great Mouse Detective a little bit.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because they have, like, Mr. Mouse, yeah. And they have Dawson as the weasel.
Yeah.
I can kind of see it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But great story, great characters, music, it's like, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Not much I can say bad about this movie, but I will say one bad thing. And that's the... It just... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I get you, yeah. I mean, I don't think I'm as high on this movie as you are. Like, I don't think you're... I'm as...
Why not? Let me show you the world. Let me change your mind.
But, like, it just... It, I don't know. I think Mr.
It's so good.
Mr. Toad's a unique character. I like
that. Yeah,
But it reminds me too much of, like, Saturday cartoons. You know?
No, but it's not. It's a good one.
And it's just the story isn't too exciting.
What?
And the songs are okay.
The songs are okay. I'll give you that.
But, like, the story is just, like, he's kind of crazy.
He gets arrested. He's a toad. He's a goes to court because he stole a car. And the guy lies. He gets thrown in jail. He nearly drowns himself escaping. How do you not?
What? I mean, it's got exciting moments, but it's just like, I don't know. It's
lots
it's
of jokes in this one.
Yeah, I mean,
what's the...
But, I mean, I just, like...
What's the only way that you would have known that by now?
But, I mean, like, it just... Like, I feel like... Like, seriously, this kind of reminds me of, like, both of these, actually. Kind of remind me of, like, Saturday
you
cartoons.
Take it back.
Because
that's what this entire era was.
But still, I don't want that out of a Disney movie. I want, like, a story. I want... comedy, like, I don't want...
Okay,
like,
this is literally comedy and story.
But, like, I just... Like, it's a little too crazy. Like, it's not... Like, Bambi, Snow White, Fantasia...
Those aren't crazy?
Those are kind of... Well, I mean, like...
Snow White dies because you got a poisoned apple.
I don't know, the things is, like, the animation and their actions, it's kind of like... It's more crazy.
You're talking about the company? Okay. You're talking about the company that has children turning into donkeys. And you say this movie with a toad is too crazy.
No, I mean, it's not like... No, hold on. Okay. I don't know how to explain this, but it's just like... I don't know. It's just, it's kind of boring to me, and...
You're kind of boring to me.
No, but seriously, like, I just...
Take that!
But no, but like, it's just...
Take it!
Like, I just feel like it's like, I guess you could say the same thing about the Saludos Amigos and the Three Caballeros. Like, it's just.
Would you rather watch this or Three Caballeros?
I would rather watch this.
That's what I'm saying.
Probably. It would depend. Oh my gosh. I'm kind of backtracking.
Well, it's one of my favorites, except
okay.
The villain. He's not my favorite, but other than that, 10 out of 10. In my books. I don't care what you say. Moving on.
Okay, moving on to
The Legend of the Sleepy Hollow. Mm-hmm. This takes everything I love about Mr. Toad and amplifies it. 10. Ichabod is such a great character. I love the way they animated him. Because when you were reading the book, you're like, how? You're like, okay, he's skinny. Not to that extreme. That's amazing. I love the way he looks.
Yeah, I think the
perfect Disney style. The part where he's just like with the girl in the like the doors, and Brom Bones just keeps getting like slammed, and he goes under him and stuff. Perfect. Oh my gosh, it's so good. I love him. I love Brom Bones as a character. I love the girl as the character. She's kind of bland, but still, she's what you need to be. The songs in this are really memorable. I like the songs a lot, especially Headless Horseman. Not enough people talk about it. That's what I got to say about this movie. Headless Horseman killing him. Fantastic ending. Brom Bones gets his happy ending. Who says villains can't have happy endings? Not me. I say they can, and they did. So, ha! This is the story where Gaston wins.
I don't know. Okay.
I think that the song's a great story. It's a fantastic one.
Okay.
They adapted this book perfectly.
Okay. I think the songs are better than this one. I like the Sleepy Hollow better than the Wind of the Willows.
Uh-huh.
I thought the first 15 minutes were absolutely boring. I thought the last 15 minutes were scary but exciting. I like
what?
The villain.
Absolutely boring. What happens in the first 15 minutes?
It's just him going through town finding a lady, which is just disturbing, and just like going after.
No, it is not. He like, doesn't fight a lady.
No, find. He finds.
He wants love, Josh. He wants money.
I don't know. I guess it just didn't connect with me. But
how else do you want them to adapt to show them your character?
Okay, I think the story was adapted great. So I'll give you that. But I think
okay.
I don't know. I guess okay. The story was adapted good, but the film is not as good as.
What?
Okay. Here, let me say this. With what they had, it's amazing. With what they could have done.
What would you do, sir?
Well, I would just choose a different story. I mean, I don't know.
You can't be halfway into making Aladdin and say, hey, I don't like Aladdin. No. Here's Princess and the Pea. Go do whatever you can with that. We're quitting.
No, but like, I just.
You.
I don't know why they. I don't know. I guess. I don't know. I mean, I guess it was good at the time, but I just.
I think you're lying.
You think I'm lying? I don't know. I just.
I think you loved this film and you just want to hate it for the sake of this podcast. You.
Why? It's good. It's good for what they had. I think they adapted it great.
What they had was a classic story. Again, shout out to Miss Fall. Thank you for letting us read it. If you're listening, how's your husband? Is he good? I was kind of worried about him. He seems like a really nice guy. But you cannot say that about Sleepy Hollow.
But I just I don't know. It just didn't connect. I don't know. I'm gonna be honest. The Sleepy Hollow just is not my favorite story.
Oh, what the heck!
I mean, it's good. It's good,
what
but it's not
like
my favorite.
What do you not like about it? This Headless Horseman
Yeah, that's like
the you best guys, part. Guys.
That's like the only.
What else could you want more from a story? It's so good.
I know I'm probably making a lot of people mad.
I think I'm making a lot of people happy, and you're making a lot of people mad.
That's probably true. But I just.
It is true.
I just. I don't know. I think.
Me neither. I don't know about what you're talking about. Overall, I think this movie, period, the two stories, amazing.
So do you think it was underrated?
Absolutely.
Would you?
It is one of the most underrated, beloved, hidden jewels. Oh my gosh. Oh, I have an idea. Okay. Hello, and welcome to Hidden Jewels. This is Philip Johnson, and today I would like to take a trail down the museum hall to our first beloved jewel, The Adventures of Mr. Toad and Ichabod Crane. It's such an underrated gem, and I do highly recommend it. If you come by Willville Museum, do stop by and visit The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad. Jim, thank you. So what I'm gonna do is every time there's an underrated movie, I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
Come by the Willville Museum.
I will take a stop by the museum.
Yeah.
But
call 1-800 Josh is a dumb butt.
No, but I don't know. It's just okay. I'm gonna say this. It was the best of the wartime era films.
Okay.
There's that.
As long as you say that, I'll be satisfied.
It is
not happy.
It's satisfied. It's not better than Snow White. It's not. Okay. It's not better. It's not better than Pinocchio.
Okay.
It's not better than Pinocchio.
Okay. I got you.
It might be. It might be close to Dumbo. It might be. It's. It might.
I like it more. I like it more than Dumbo.
See, I can't like it more than Dumbo.
I like it more than Bambi, but not as much as Dumbo. I think it falls in between there.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of, I would say I like it the same as Bambi, but like that's apples and oranges though, so it's kind of hard to compare that because Bambi's
apples and oranges.
Bambi's like a nature documentary, and this is a Saturday cartoon.
No, it is not.
But
I love how the last line of the movie is, I'm getting out of here, because he's afraid he's going to get his head blown off with a pumpkin. It's amazing.
But, like, you know how, like on, like, those cartoons, like, they barely, like, miss trouble, and, like, it's like, oh, no, and it's like, they just do all this, like, whimsical, weird stuff.
Here's another thing I love about it. The animation, it's so silly. I was cracking up. The entire time, the entire Headless Horseman scene, and the way that they introduced him, and the way that Ichabod reacted, oh my gosh, it was so funny. That was the most laughter I've had in a long time. Because he's just like, his neck gets caught in that tree, and he's like, whoop, and, and he's on the wrong horse. And he's like, oh hey, oh my gosh, you're my horse. Let me swoop around this thing on my neck again.
I mean, I guess.
It's so good. And he's like, he's riding it backwards. He's like, you're going the wrong, oh. And there's no words the entire time. It's just, masterpiece. Stop by the Willville Museum again, because this is great.
I guess it's a great
hidden gem. Not enough people talk about it.
Yeah, I guess it just doesn't connect with me. The same. It's good. It's good.
Well, we'll have to agree to disagree. Oh, I thought we were doing that.
Oh, yeah.
To agree. To disagree.
All right. Yeah. Well, I mean, okay, yeah. Any other thoughts?
I love this movie, and Josh doesn't like it, so I'm going to have to get a new co-host, so if you would like to apply, please send an email to teensondisney@gmail.com.
Are you recruiting?
Oh yeah, new recruits. I gotta get in. I got to get some I want to hear the most, like, this is, Willville Museum is the greatest place. I want to hear it. Hashtag Willville Museum. Get it trendy.
Let's get trendy. All right. Oh, gosh. All right. Well, yeah, I would say if I'm at a party,
I would definitely watch this.
I'm going to say
100 percentile.
I'm going to say watch almost every other Golden Age film, if you have it. If we're just looking at the films we reviewed.
No.
Don't watch any of the other...
No.
Any other wartime films over this.
No.
Except for maybe Bambi.
This movie is so underrated and not enough people talk about it. It's so good. How do you not like it? It's a cartoon. No, it's not. Disney's a cartoon. That's the whole point.
But, like, I just feel like it takes away, like, from what the...
Well, we'll have to agree story is. To disagree. I don't really have anything else to add. Just, if you haven't seen it, please watch it. Josh, if they haven't seen it, would you recommend it?
I suppose I could recommend it.
Okay,
but,
good.
But,
If you're debating Snow White and you've already seen Snow White and this movie, and you haven't seen this movie, watch this movie. It could change your pace. You would love it. You'll laugh at it. Ichabod is funny. He's a crane, but he's not. Good. Kind of a jerk. Kind of a different take. I like it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I would actually like to give a couple ending facts to this episode.
Ending facts.
Because I just found so many. I couldn't. These are just all great facts. So.
Okay.
I just want to give a couple ending facts. So there's actually a restaurant in the Magic Kingdom called Sleepy Hollow.
Oh,
and
that's kind of cool.
I've never eaten there, but it looks very tasty. But it's kind of based off of Washington Irving's mansion. Like, that's what it's kind of themed
Ooh.
At. So it's kind of a tribute.
I'll have to check that out sometime.
Yeah, it's kind of a little tribute to the author, so that's pretty cool. The Sleepy Hollow segment was intended to be a full movie, but it was too expensive.
That's what I'm saying. It's that good.
Yeah,
full movie for it.
I guess it's good. It's good.
Thank you.
And my last fact is in The Wind of the Willows, Angus McBadger tells Ratty and Mole, which are the characters, right, to tell Toad to, like, they tell, he's like, you need to tell Toad to stop, you know, spending all the money, right?
Right.
And that was kind of a sly knock towards Roy O. Disney, who is Walt Disney's brother, who was Walt Disney Brothers, and, because he would always tell Walt to not spend money.
That's actually really funny.
So, that was a little, I guess, would that be a knock? I don't know if that'd be a
sure.
A tribute. A
little nod.
Yeah.
Subtle nod.
All right. Well, I would say watch this movie. It's good. It's fun. It's
on the Teens on Disney scale, we're gonna give this movie a he'll show you that he can get ahead out of a rah, 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 rah. That was the headless horseman laugh. He's like rah, 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 rah. So that's our rating.
Mm-hmm.
So you can judge on that rating.
Yeah.
And Josh, cue the outro.
As always, have a magical day. Peace out.